Absolutely.
And welcome back inside the CBC Bank Press Box. We're ready to get this game underway. We want to thank you all for joining us here on the Cass Birch Advanced Disposal and S&S Services Countdown to Kickoff. For all your play-by-play action, we're going to turn it over now to Wes James and Taylor Biddle. Take it away, guys.
Taylor, we're waiting for the, captains to get out here on the field so we can have the coin toss.
Yeah, Marty's going to go out there in just a minute. They did a presentation of the colors and national anthem here in Kingsland. Cheerleaders have made their way for the running out through the sign stuff. And when Marty, where are the captains? Here they come, here they come.
There come the captains.
We already gave the announcement, and that was a little tongue twister on the captains. Some difficult names right there for the Camden captains tonight.
Now, what I meant, as we're getting on the field, I didn't mean any disrespect at all to Chift.
Oh, yeah.
But our Vikings, you know, out of eight ball games, they've had six running clocks. At the time it was seven, it was six out of seven. And they wanted to continue to dominate with those big numbers like that.
Yeah.
But Tiff come out, like I say, just popped right in the mouth and stayed there the whole ball game.
Yeah,
it was wait a minute. Are we not good enough to do that? And I think, like I say, they've got a point they want to prove tonight.
Yeah.
But no disrespect to Tiff and Coach Ashton Andrews, because, boy, I tell you what, I wouldn't want to be in Cockwood shoes tonight playing those guys.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's going to be a barn burner tonight. Captains are making their way out on the field, and once Marty gets the signal to get the mic in there, we'll get onto him. Yeah, no disrespect at all. I wasn't trying to point that out in any other way than, we've played pretty well so far this season. Let's get on to Marty. He's got the coin toss for us.
Stop, look, listen, fellas. Here comes the mighty, mighty Vikings.
Been selected captains by your coach. Congratulations on that. We're looking for you to help us out with sportsmanship on the field. You make a great play. Celebrate with your team and your team only. That's your only warning on sportsmanship. Share it with your teammates. Tonight you'll be blue and you'll be white. Blue white is our visitor. He gets the tallest coin flip. That's head and that's tail. Before I flip it, can you call it loud enough that the 56 here is what you want?
Head.
What do you call? All right, he called head. All right, we have tail, so you win the toss.
We defer.
All right. Blue has won the toss, and they will defer their choice.
Camden County has won.
You guys going
to
receive the ball? You're
going
to kick, right? You want to kick from the school?
Guys, they won the toss, let it to defer, as you just heard, so we will.
Thank you, Marty, for that equipment, parts, supply, coin toss.
And before we get started, Taylor, I just got to say, what a great, great call on that interception with Fred Stewart. Everybody, that's all I've heard all week long, said that will go down in the annals of Lowndes High football as one of the greatest calls ever. Everybody getting excited. Said, we need to hear more of that out of you guys. Everybody getting into it, getting excited.
Well,
the beating over there.
It's one of those things where we try to paint the best pictures possible, but sometimes the homering's got to come out.
Yep, it
and,
does.
And when the game was on the line, Fred Stewart stepped up and made a big play. And it just got away from both of us.
And you know what somebody else, they said, had everybody else been quiet, we still couldn't understand what was going on because you'd been yelling too loud.
Guys, I want to piggyback on that, too, and I just want to let people know back home, hey, we're fans just like you, and if not more so. We love these kids. We put a lot of time into these kids, and we're happy for these kids. And so the excitement is not just for us, it's for them. And when that was pure elation, we were all excited. It was a great moment. It was a great moment for Viking football, a great moment for Viking Nation, and just glad we could be a part of it.
Hey, you were part of it too, brother, crystal ball.
Absolutely.
Put that one behind us. Let's see if your special teams prediction comes to fruition tonight. You know what? I might take it right here, Marty, if I were you, that big special teams play you talked about.
Guys, I will say, talking with Coach Mack there at the mill this week at the Randy McPherson Coaches Show, he did say he looked for them to pooch it. Tiff pooched it for us last week. And he looks for that again tonight. He said hopefully he doesn't do a good enough job that we have to fair catch it so we can get some kind of return because he had great field position last week. We'd like to have that again this week.
Marty, thank you for that equipment, parts, supply, sideline update. And Tiff comes out on Tiff. Let's check out the same field.
Camden
comes out on the field. And to kick off for him will be number 96, Taylor Gerbhart.
And what they've done, Wes, here, we've got our deep man back at the 20-yard line. They're not showing where we're going to go, and we back up now to the 10, kind of anticipating exactly what Marty said.
It's Tisdale on the near side, Grossier on the far side. Gerbart, he lines it up on the near hash mark here on the home side of the field. Now we swap guys around. Grossier's moved up. He's looking like, okay, who am I going to kick it to? And line drive goes all the way back. It'll let go into the end zone. And that was number 12, Fred Stewart, back there in the back. And it'll be a touchback. Vikings will take over first and 10 from our own 20-yard line. This is a north-south end zone, so we'll be headed north from left to right on your radio dial.
Yeah, just kicking a little knuckleball there. We were expecting the pooch, as Marty said, because we had the guys up. They decided to kick it deep, try to make us go 80 yards here, and the Vikings do take the field with their first possession.
Michael Barrett brings the Vikings out on the field. That's a long way down there, fellas. Bring our receiver, three receivers to the near side, single receiver far side. Keeps a man in the backfield. Camden in a four-man front. Three down lineman, the linebacker up on the line. He bobbles the ball, pulls it down, comes upfield, and Michael Barrett, he's across the 25. He'll fight his way up to the 27. Fred Stewart comes in with a block and another. Trying to keep guys away from Michael Barrett. He bobbled the ball, Taylor, but then bounced it around, pulled it down, but got something positive out of it.
Yeah. Really hit him in the chest, kind of hard off the shoulder pad, bounced right up in the air. Sometimes one of those busted plays can be your best. And we pick up 9 on the play, going to bring up second down and 1.
And that'll be from the 29-yard line. Vikings left to right on your radio dial. They're on the near hash mark. Bring receiver near side. We send 3 to the far side. That's Ellis to the near side. Empty backfield. Looking, those little screen out in the flats on the far side, got blocks on the corner, turns up, it's across the 40, across the 50, the 40, the 30, the 20, the 10, touchdown Vikings!
Yeah, 71-yard touchdown catch there by Travis Tisdale, threw it in the flats, really busted wide open with the blocks on the outside. Vikings get on the board first.
I believe that was my impact play on offense.
It was, Marty. We're not going to call that a crystal ball prediction quite yet. But it was one of your
great play by the Vikings. Hey, back up to the play before that. Michael Barrett makes an excellent play that doesn't lose yardage, and you just can't coach that. Great start for the Vikings.
It sure is. Marty, thank you for that equipment, parts, supply, sideline update. Joe Allman to hold. Musgrove to attempt the extra point. And we're waiting on the snap. There it is. Ball's down. Kicks up. Official signals. Good. We'll be back after this 30-second break.
And welcome back inside the CBC Bank press box as the Vikings strike first blood and go up 7-0 over the Camden County Wildcats with 11:01 left in the first quarter. Now over to Wes James and Taylor Biddle for the kickoff.
And set Tyson Shaw set to kick off, and if I've got my numbers right, we should have Keaton and Compton back deep for the Cats. They're standing in the end zone. As Tyson Shaw approaches that football, puts that right foot into it. Nice high kick, and it'll sail into the end zone for a touchback. Let's go to Chuck Lawrence for the Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
All right, Wes, that drive was 2 plays, went 80 yards. Michael Barrett threw a 71-yard pass to Travis Tisdale for a Viking touchdown. Ashton Musgrove kicked a PAT to make it 7-0 Vikings with 11:01 left in the first quarter.
And we'll keep everybody informed what's going across back on our side of the state. It's Tiff 7, Colquitt nothing right now.
That's a quick score, too. They start at 7:30 as well. So two quick scores in region action.
Brooke Bryan, the quarterback for the Camden Wildcats. We're in the three-man front. We show blitz off the corner. He drops back, looks, throws across the middle. Got a streaking receiver open, and we knock him down at the 50.
Yeah, one of my impact players tonight on the defensive side of the ball, playing offense tonight, Jeremiah Compton. Really that skinny post, and it was able to get in the secondary. Really watching that TIFF game, they thought they can go deep on us. They get us a 30-yard, get on a 30-yard ball out of midfield, first and 10 for the Wildcats.
Bryan in the shotgun. Two receivers near side. Single receiver far side. Again, we show 5-man. Now we back out to just 3. Play action. Again, underneath the bubble of the screen, number 1. We hit him behind the line of scrimmage, and he'll lose a couple of yardages. Although I think they may just move it right back to the line of scrimmage, and there's a flag down.
I believe it's going to be holding. Looks like one of our guys on that left side there was getting tackled on the play, and they do call holding, so it's going to back it up. Going to repeat first down. Going to mark it off from the spot, which is the...
They're going to mark it from the 48, so it'll only be from the 48, so it'll be second and 11.
No, it's going further back than that, brother. It's going to be replayed down. They marked it from the 48, so it's going to be back to the 38.
38. And that should make it. Yeah, I'm sorry, first and 21. First and 21 from the 48. Ball in the middle of the field. Cats going from right to left on your radio dial. We're in the three-man front. Three receivers far side. Twins to the near side. Empty backfield. Now he brings a man on the jet sweep around. Gives it to him. He fumbles the ball. It's on the ground. He reverses field. Nowhere to go. And we'll hit him back around the 27. They're going to mark him at the 28-yard line.
Yeah, jet sweep to the guy in the slot. Handoff was handled incorrectly. We were able to come up, make a good tackle in the backfield for another loss on the play. We'll get you the yardage here in 1 second.
That was a 10-yard loss back to the 28. So that should make it second and
32 is what they're saying.
Ball on the near hash mark. Again, twins to the near side. Single receiver far side. They give it to the up back. And, whoa, what a hole over the right side as he crosses the 30, almost up to the 35. I think they mark him down around the 34, Taylor.
Yeah, running back right there wanted to try to not get another loss on the play. Hit the hole hard, kind of inside handoff there. Gets it positive yards up to the 34, third and 26.
Again, the ball on the near hash mark. Camden, right to left on your radio dial. We're in a three-man front. Two receivers far side, single receiver near side. Now he's got two. Moves his running back up just off the tackle's quarter. High snap. Oh, just goes ahead and kicks. Quick kick. It hits at the 30, the 25, rolls inside the 20, and they will down it somewhere around the 19-yard line. That's where our Vikings will take over. First and 10. 9-11 to go, first quarter. Vikings leading 7-0.
Interesting call there, fellas. Third down and a long way to go, and you quick kick it, maybe trying to catch us off guard, trying to prevent that big special teams play. It's really kind of throwing the towel in my opinion there. Quick kicking on third down.
You never know. You never know. Of course, they pin us back. They give up the down because they know they got a punt anyway, and they don't have to worry about a big return. 9-11 to go here in the first quarter. Vikings leading 7-0. And here comes Michael Barrett out on the field. And he's in the shotgun. Two receivers far side, single receiver near side. Gives it to the back. That's J.D. Lee over the left side. J.D.'s got a hole as he jumps in there real hard and gets up to the 25-yard line for a 5-yard gain. And he was in that hole real quick.
Yeah, inside draw right there. Inside handoff right there to J.D. Lee. Such a small back, center of gravity so low. You really got to get lower than he is to bring him down because he's got good size. Going to bring him second down and 4 on the play.
8:46 to go here, first quarter. Ball on the far side of the field. Again, Barrett in the shotgun. Camden, almost a six-man front now. Tisdale in motion. They throw out to Tisdale. Corner, he's got a great block. Cuts inside. He's across the 35. They run him out of bounds somewhere around the 37-yard line. That'll be more than enough for a first down for our Vikings.
Yeah, we got a official timeout flag. Don't see a flag. They're throwing pink flags tonight. Again, Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Let's see what the call is. Sideline warning against Camden. So that will just be a friendly warning.
Yep.
Next one will be a penalty. But that same exact play we scored on right there, Wes. They threw it out in the flat. Tisdale was able to get the first down.
It'll be first and 10 for our Vikings out at our 36-yard line. Ball on the far hash mark. Vikings left to right on your radio dial. Single receiver near side. Single receiver far side. He's got Tisdale in the backfield with him. Again, Camden in a four-man, almost a five-man front. Those linebackers are up tight. Swiss is blocking back over toward our side of the field. Rolls that way. He keeps it on the quarterback draw. Barrett, he's across the 40, the 45. Gets a block out here at the 50. Stiff arm. He's at the 40, the 35, and they'll run him out of bounds. That's a 30 at the 29-yard line, and what a block he had out here on the corner.
Yeah, emptied the backfield. It was going to be a quarterback draw the whole time. Lead blocking out front after Michael broke it loose was Geddy Brown there. really helped him able to pop it for another 15 or 20 yards. 35 yards on the pickup. Vikings down to the 29 of Camden.
Bring Devon Kyle to the near side of the field, and Getty Brown to the far side. Official, timeout.
We got an official timeout. What appears to be the chains look like they're going to messed up. We're going to take a 30-second break while they work out the chains. We'll be right back after this.
And welcome back inside the CBC Bank press box. Now over to Wes James. First and 10 for the Vikings.
And Barrett in the shotgun. Ball on the near hash mark. Tip jumps, but they break the plane. So give us 5 easy yards. Take it from the 29 down to the 24. It'll be 2nd and 5.
You remember all the way back to Austin Dixon, him running this offense. That hard count and the ability of that quarterback to get those cheap yards has really paid dividends for us. Michael Barrett getting them to jump. Look for something deep here. Maybe take a shot with short first and short.
Barrett puts the running back just to his left. He's got Devon Kyle in motion toward our side of the field. He rolls that way. He's looking, stops, looks, lobs the ball downfield. Got a wide open Devon Kyle in the end zone. Touchdown, Vikings.
Yeah, just a wheel route. That's all he did. Rolled Michael Barrett out. We ran a wheel route and weren't able to get the adjustments made in the secondary by the Wildcats. And it's going to be a 25-yard touchdown. 24-yard touchdown pass for the Vikings.
Nope, we're going for 2. Did we make it in? Yes. Yes, we got that 2-point conversion. We'll be back after this.
And welcome back inside the CBC Bank press box. The Vikings now go up 15 to nothing after the 2-point conversion. Now for your kickoff, back over to Wes James and Taylor Biddle.
Keaton and Compton back deep for the Blue Jets. Tyson Shaw set to kick off. He'll be kicking toward that north end zone. He approaches the football. And that sails into the end zone. Let's go over to Chuck Lawrence for the Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
All right, Wes, that drive was 4 plays, went 81 yards. Michael Barrett threw a 24-yard pass to Tavon Kyle for a Viking touchdown. Tiberius Grossier rushed 3 yards for the PAT, to make it 15-0 Vikings with 8:10 left in the first quarter.
Thank you for that, Page Heating and Air Drive recap, Mr. Chuck Lawrence. Yeah. Here come the Blue Jacks are out to the 20. First and 10 from there. There is 8:10 to go here in the first quarter. Vikings leading 15-0. Little bubble screen out on our side of the field, looking for a double pass. Nothing there. There we come. And he just throws the ball away, and we should have intentional grounding, but
number 34. They were trying to double pass there, throwing out the number 1, who also is listed as a quarterback. He was my impact player, trying to do a double pass, but Fred Stewart, not having any of it, swarmed in there with the coverage, and we were able to get a loss. No loss because he threw an incomplete pass.
Be 2nd and 10 from the 20. 8:03 to go, first quarter. They send 2 receivers far side, single receiver near side. Camden quarterback in the shotgun. Again, now they hit a little bubble screen out. He gets hit just as he catches the ball. And that will give us forward progress to the 18, so they'll lose 2 yards. Taylor, it'll be 3rd and 18. And that defense has come to play some football so far here tonight.
Absolutely. Throw out in the flats again to the same guy. Number 1, Josh Brown, came up with nasty intentions on the play. Going to be a 2-yard loss. Going to bring up a 3rd and 13. They're going to call it 3-yard. 2-yard loss on the play. Going to bring up 2nd, 3rd and 12.
Ball on the far hash mark on our side of the field. Again, trips to the our side, twins to the near side. Empty backfield. We're in a 4-man front. He drops straight back. There comes the rush. He rolls right, stops, looks, throwing way downfield. He's got a streaking man open and makes the catch at the 40 and gets upended at the 45. Beautiful pass. Split our corners and got behind the safety. And
Running a go route there. Looked like Will Tolbert and number 62 for us. Dekoff were kind of taken out on the play, couldn't put the pressure on him, really not able to contain after the deep ball. 48 yards on the pitch and catch for the Wildcats.
All the way down to our 35-yard line. Twins to the far side, twins to the near side. 3-man front for the Vikings. Play action, quarterback draw. He gets hit at the line of scrimmage, and that's as far as he'll get. It'll be 2nd and 10 from the 35. 7 minutes to go here in the first period. Vikings leading 15-0.
really good protection there, man-to-man protection there on the edges on that play, but it was a quarterback draw. Vikings able to stop him at the line of scrimmage. Going to bring him second down and 10.
Brooke Bryan for the Cats in the shotgun. 6:48 to go here, first period. Vikings leading 15 to nothing. Twins left, single receiver right, and he throws that way. The guy makes the catch, and he gets hit immediately at the 31. And, boy, what a lick number one that is Gadsden took whenever he made that catch.
Yeah, had to go up high to get it, thrown out in the flat. It's going to be a pretty good pickup on the play. Belcher came up, made an upending tackle on the play. Still going to be third down and 6 for the Wildcats.
And they're down at our 31-yard line. A ball on the near hash mark. Camden sends two receivers far side, two near side. Brooks keeps running back in the backfield with him. We're back in that three-man front. Now we walk a linebacker up. Here we come on the inside. Take the A-gap. He's across the 30. He's down. He's going to be close. He's going to be close, to, I think.
Yeah, it's going to be short. Line to gain is a 25. The official's got his foot on the 26, so it's going to bring up fourth down. Let's see what Camden does here.
I would imagine. I haven't taken a look at their field goal kicker.
He was booting him in pregame. Yeah, he was booting him.
But
they're not going to kick it, though.
Nope, they're going for it. Fourth and one down at our 26-yard line. They have stacked it up. Stacked it up, and there's a timeout. With that, we'll take a 30-second break. We'll be back after this.
Welcome back inside the CBC Bank press box, live from Camden County. Our Vikings leading 15 to nothing over the Camden County Wildcats. And after a Viking timeout, it's fourth and one for the Camden County Wildcats, and now they've changed their mind. They're going to a field goal. Now to West James and Taylor Biddle.
Taylor, they're going to set it down on the 34, which will make it a 44-yard attempt, and it'll be from that right hash mark. Lines up. Waiting on the snap. There it is. Ball's down. Kick is long enough, but no good. It was wide left. Our Vikings will take over.
Yeah, he had plenty of leg on it right there. For the 44-yard attempt, really kind of flew the fence, too. So he definitely had the leg, just going to be wide left. And the Vikings are going to take over first and 10, ball on the 20. Good stand right there by the Viking defense after giving up the big play on a deep pass.
Ball in the middle of the field, be going from left to right on your radio dial. I say 5:30 to go here in the first quarter. Vikings leading 15 to nothing. An update from across town. It is now 14 to 7 Colquitt after Tiff took a 7 to nothing lead.
Going to be another shootout over there, I got a feeling.
Barrett in the shotgun. He sends two receivers far side, single receiver near side. Almost like an empty backfield. Brings a man in motion towards us. Jet sweep, play action. He keeps it, looks, rolls left away from the rush, stops, throws downfield. And the ball is caught. What a catch by our Viking receiver. That's number 7.
Yeah. No, that was Tavon Kyle, Bills' impact player tonight, really going up, really showing his hops there, making the big play. If he doesn't come down with that, there's a Camden defender that might pick it off, too, right behind him. 24 yards on the pitch and catch for the Vikings, getting the ball close to the 45.
All the way out to the 44-yard line. First and 10 for our Vikings. 5:19 to go here in the first quarter, leading 15 to nothing. Our Vikings are two receivers near side, single far side. Camden, five-man front. There they come. Barrett keeps the quarterback keeper over the left side. Look at him fight hard as he gets across the 50, down to the 49, into the Camden Wildcat territory.
Just a zone read right there. West putting it in the belly of the running back. If he likes what the defensive end does, he keeps it. Going to pick up 7-6 on the play. They're going to say 7. Got it across the 50.
Second and about a long 3, a short 4. So on the far side of the field. Again, three receivers near side. We stack two of them. He keeps it and gives it to the up back. And we have the first down as we get across the 45 down to the 43-yard line.
Travis Tisdale running right there on the inside handoff. Going to get the first down. Coming off a big game against Tifton. Really set the tone for us, rushing the ball in the second half. Got a feeling we're going to continue to pound the ball running tonight.
J.D. Lee comes in at running back. Two receivers near side. That's Geddy Brown and Devon Kyle. Two to the far side. Again, Camden in almost a five-man front. We're at the 420 mark, leading 15 to nothing. Play action, we throw out in the flats to Devon Kyle. What a block out here by Geddy Brown by one man, two. Tavon still on his feet. He crosses inside the 20, the 15, the 10, the 5, touchdown. down, Viking.
Yeah, breaking ankles once again. Tavon Kyle shows what he can do after the catch. Picked up a block out here in the flats by Getty to bust it wide open. The rest is all Tavon Kyle taking it to the house. Vikings have scored on their first three possessions of the ball game. Bill, once again, Bill's impact player tonight, and he's doing a good job.
Do we swing the gate? Officials step in for something.
We false start. False start. Going to
back it up 5 yards to the 8.
And more than likely going to definitely be a kicking position here.
Will Talbert, the long snapper. Joe Almond to hold. Ashton Musgrove to attempt the extra point. Officials are hurrying to get another goal post. They do. There's a snap. Ball's down. Kicks up. It's good back after this 30-second break.
Flag. C Bank press box. The Vikings now go up 22-0 over the Camden County Wildcats as we go now over to Wes James and Taylor Biddle for the Viking kickoff.
There was a penalty on that kick, unsportsmanlike conduct against the Wildcats. So they should assess that from the kick, I would think. All right. He pointed towards the Wildcats.
Nice.
Now
he's
backing
us.
Up.
He's backing us up to the 25-yard line. Keaton and Compton back deep for the catch.
I swear he pointed towards the Camden Wildcats, but he's backing us up. So it looks like it's going to be a personal foul against the Vikings, backing us up to the 25-yard line.
Tyson Shaw will kick off from there.
I still think he might could put it in the end zone.
I don't doubt it. I don't doubt it.
About to find out.
There's the official's whistle. Tyson checks both sides. He's got five players on either side of him. Walks up, and he booms it. High, high, high kick. That will be taken at the 15. They're across the 20, the 25. Comes our way at the 30, the 35. Still on his feet, trips up and goes down at the 36-yard line.
Yeah, running right up the middle there on the kick return. Going to give Wildcats good field position. Got it out to the 37-yard line. Let's go to Chuck Lawrence for the Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
All right, Taylor, that drive was four plays, went 80 yards. Michael Barrett threw a 24-yard pass to threw a 43-yard pass to Tavon Kyle for Viking touchdown. Ashton Musgrove kicked a PAT to make it 22-0 Vikings with 4:03 left in the first quarter.
Thank you for that, Page Heating and Air Drive recap. Jet sweep around the left side. He gets hit at the line of scrimmage. No, he got hit behind the line of scrimmage, and he'll actually lose. They're going to say, give him a yard, move it back to the 34-yard line, so it'll be second and 11, the ball on the far side of the field. Inside, 4 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Vikings leading 22-0.
Yeah, jet sweep running off the right side. Tolbert and Walker Schwab in there to clean it up for the Vikings. Going to have second down and 12. Ball on the close to the right hash.
Three receivers far side, single receiver near side. Brooke Bryan, quarterback for Canada, got a man in motion towards us. He stops. We show blitz off the corner. Right up the middle, we come a little screen pass, and he just had to get it away. It was intended for number one, Gatson, but it was the pressure was so hard, Taylor. If he doesn't get rid of it, he's going to have to eat it.
Yeah, it was a perfect call, really, for the Camden play call there because we were bringing pressure. Perfect screen call there. Just throwing it out of the reach of Gatson, one of their real good playmakers. Going to bring a third down and 12 for the Vikings, for the Wildcats.
Back at there. 34-yard line. Ball almost in the middle of the field. Catch right to left on your radio dial. 3:20 to go here in the first period. Our Vikings leading 22-0. Trips to the near side. Single receiver far side. We show blitz off our corner. We back out of it. He rolls this way looking. Throws across the catch made by the receiver. And we hit him at number 34, but it's not enough for a first down. They'll give us forward progress out to the 42-yard line. It'll be fourth and about four from there.
Yeah, running about a 15-yard, 10-yard curl, 12 is what they'll probably say. Good catch by the Camden receiver, but it's still going to be short of the first down, forcing a punt tonight for the Wildcats.
And Gerhardt goes back to punt. He does all the kicking duties for Camden. He's standing about the 27, and we send, looks like, Tavon Kyle and Drossier back deep. There's a snap. Rugby-style kick. Drossier catches the ball, signals fair catch, makes it about the 24-yard line. And that's where our Vikings will take over. 2:34 to go, first period. Vikings leading 22-0.
Yeah, rugby style. Didn't really take the rugby run that I thought you might see out of this kicker, but shows a powerful leg there. And Vikings are going to take over on their next possession from their own 24-yard line.
On the back of it, and it'll be on the far hash mark. Vikings, white jerseys, white pants, those crimson helmets. They bring Tabon Kyle and Marcus Geary to our side. Two receivers to the far side. Camden showing man. Looks like J.D. Lee in the backfield with Barrett. He sends J.D. Lee to the far side. They come with a five-man rush. He tucks the ball, looking, stops. There comes to a lot of pressure. He's just going to run it. He's across the 30, gets good blocks as he runs out of bounds about the 36, but I think we're going to have a hold out here on the corner.
Yeah, Michael Barrett saw protection breaking down, kind of stepped up and slid in the pocket. Realized that his receivers had his back to him and decided to run it. Flag thrown around the 36-yard line. Two flags out here. Let's see what the call is. We got three flags on the play, actually. One in the backfield, too. They want to take that call in the backfield of holding. Probably had multiple holding calls. They're going to take the one that benefits them the most.
They back it off. They go to the 24. That was the original line of scrimmage.
From the 24-yard line is where the...
Now the umpire starts marking off, and he'll take it all the way back to the 14. So it was holding at the line of scrimmage, so it'll be first and 10 from the 14-yard line with 2:24 to go here in the first quarter.
Yeah, it's...
First and 20. First and 20. I'm glad I got bankers up here because they keep me straight. Barrett in the shotgun. Twins left, twins right, but it's stacked short. Send a man in motion. That's Skitty Brown on the jip. Three to run on the left side. He's got the ball, got blocking out in front, and he'll run into a host of blue caps as he crosses the 20, maybe get up to around the 24, the original line of scrimmage, giving about 10 yards on that jet sweep.
I think Getty fumbled. I think he fumbled, but we got back on top of it. Going to get back to close to the original line of scrimmage. Going to bring up second down and 11.
Back at the 23-yard line. Ball on the far hash mark. 1:50 to go here in the first period, leading 22-0. We bring two receivers near side, two far side. They're showing blitz off the corner. They're in a got a six-man front. They back out. Play action. Looking, throws underneath. Catch made by a receiver. He's by one man to it to 30. And that's Getty Brown. Getty Brown fights his way to the 35-yard line. And, fellas, that'll be enough for a first down.
Yeah, Getty Brown right there catching it in traffic, doing a good job bobbing and weaving right there. And it looks like the push after the pile got up, got him enough for the first down. They do get it across the 35. It's going to be first and 10 for the Vikings.
And they'll put him out right at the 36-yard line, ball on the far hash mark. We bring two receivers near side. We're at 1:20 to go here in the first period. Vikings leading 22-0. Again, Camden man-to-man with a five-man front. Again, we throw out the catch made by Devon Kyle. Reaches up, pulls it down, got a first down as it gets out to the 43-yard line.
Yeah, Khalil Ellis right there on the catch out in the flat. Numbers are similar, 18 and 13. It's hard to see sometimes from the distance. I think he did fumble the ball, but his knee was down. But it's going to be a first and 10 again for the Vikings. Good catch and run by Khalil Ellis.
We're at 1:10 to go as the referee winds the clock. First and 10 for our Vikings on the far side of the field. When a hurry-up offense, they give it to J.D. Lee around the left side. J.D., he's at the 45, down to the 40-yard line, giving 12 yards on the carry and a first down to the Camden 40-yard line. And our Vikings are coming in a hurry.
Yeah, running off the left side there. J.D., so hard to bring down.
Again,
after the 40.
First and 10 for the Vikings at the Camden 40-yard line. Barrett calls for the ball. Gives it to Tisdale right up the middle. No, Barrett keeps it on quarterback keeper. Trying to get to the outside. Got a great block by Devon Kyle out here. He's around Devon, and there's going to be a flag down. I think we're going to get another hold.
Yeah, Devon Kyle had his hands on the inside. Just the guy went to turn, and Devon didn't let go. Michael Barrett running, but it's going to be a hold on the play. by Tavon Kyle, I believe, is what the call is going to be, and that's exactly what it is.
Yes, it is. And it's down at the 33, so they'll mark it 10 yards from there. So it looks like it'll be first and 12 back at the 42-yard line.
Got an update in Moultrie, 14-10, Cockle County, 11:45 left in the second, unless you got a better update.
Nope, that's exactly what I just got. Ball on the near hash mark. We're at 43.3 seconds to go first quarter. The Vikings leading 22-0. The first and 12. Marcus Gary goes to our side of the field. Gives it to Tisdale around the left side. Look at him twist and turn, and he'll get back to the original line of scrimmage where it'll be second and 10 from the 40, and that may be the last play of the first quarter. I'm watching the clock as it starts to run down. And they do not have to run another play.
They hadn't walked off yet, so let's see if we try to get one more in before the end of the half or the end of the quarter, and it looks like we are going to.
10 seconds to go, and it's 21 on the play clock. Barrett with twins to the near side, single receiver far side. Looks at a four-man front, now blitz off the corner five. He gives it to the up back, and he'll get down to about the 37-yard line. And we'll take a 60-second break. We'll be back after this.
And welcome back inside the CBC Bank press box. We go to the second quarter with the Vikings leading 22-0. It's 3rd and 7 for the Vikings. Let's go down to the sidelines real quick for a sideline update.
Guys, Camden County had a sideline warning earlier, and this officiating crew is really regulating the sideline. Coach Mack, the coaches are extremely fired up, telling the players to get back. I'm not necessarily following too closely between the 30s. I'm trying to stay out the way myself. Another thing, we've got a great crowd here tonight, maybe as many or more than Camden County. And you hear the band in the background. The crowd showed up. Very proud of our Viking nation coming all the way over here and being here to support our Vikings.
Marty, think of that equipment, parts, supply, sideline update. Tisdale in the backfield with Barrett. He gives it to Tisdale over the right side. Travis breaks outside. It is TTT time, and there he goes. TTT, and it's a TTTT.
Touchdown, Travis Tisdale. On a 36, maybe 37-yard, 37 is what they're calling it. Really just running off the inside handoff on that right side. Lead blocking was beautiful right there. Travis Tisdale for a 37-yard touchdown run. Good job. Four consecutive possessions, four consecutive touchdowns.
There goes that swinging gate. Did we get in? Looking at the official on this side, and he's in the pile, and he says, no. We'll take a 30-second break. Back after this.
And welcome back inside the CBC Bank press box. After the touchdown, they attempted to go for two. It's no good. Your score, 28-0. Vikings leading the Wildcats here with 11:57 left in the second quarter. Now for the kickoff, back to Wes James and Taylor Biddle.
Tyson Shaw set to kick off. And again, he's got Keaton and Compton back deep standing in the end zone. Tyson now will be kicking toward that south end zone. Checks, got five players on either side. The official signals. Says, fellas, we ready? Here we go. Puts that right foot into it. And it's going to be short. It's going to drop down around the 10, taken at the 5. Here come our Vikings, and the receiver's still on his feet as he breaks by one man, too, and he's out at the 20. We thought we had him back inside the 10. But he put his hand down to keep himself up, and it'll be first and 10 for Camden at the 20. Let's go to Chuck Lawrence with a Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
All right, Wes, that drive was 7 plays with 76 yards. Travis Tisdale rushed 37 yards for a Viking touchdown. The two-point conversion was no good to make it 28-0 Vikings with 11:48 left in the second quarter.
Thank you for that Page Heating and Air Drive recap, Mr. Chuck Lawrence. Camden, left to right on your radio dial. Ball almost on the hash mark on our side of the field. Twins to the near side. Single receiver, far side. Vikings looks like in a five-man front till we back those linebackers out. Now it's a four-man front. Brooks gives it to the tailback coming around the right side. He's got the corner. Hurdles one man, too, but when he does, he jumps out of bounds as he crosses over the 25.
Ooh, what a nice play by the running back there for Camden County, showing his athletic ability, hurdling the intended tackler. But when he hurled, he went right out of bounds. Going to pick up about 5 on the play. That's exactly what they're calling, ball out to the 25-yard line.
Second and 5 from the 25. Ball on their hash mark. Just and we got 11:40 to go here in the half, leading 28-0. Camden with trips to the near side. Calls for the ball. Throws out in the flats. Catch made behind the line of scrimmage. That's 34. And we knock him down as he gets a first down. He gets across the 30 up to the 31, about the 32-yard line.
Yeah, Tiberius Dressier out there in coverage making the tackle. Not before Camden picks up a first down, placing it on the 33-yard line for the Wildcats, and that's where they'll have first and 10 after the out route reception.
That's Kevin Lewis, who was the receiver. Twins near side. Again, Camden sends two to the Viking side of the field. Brooks asks for the ball. Play action in the pocket. Looks now steps up. Here we come after him. He tucks the ball, tries to run. He gets about 1 man across the 40. Still, he ran. I thought he ran out of bounds about the 45, and they said no. And there's flags down as we tackled him after he got into Viking territory down at the 47-yard line.
Yeah, pocket was collapsing, and he saw the opening right up the gut, so that's what he did. He tucked it and ran. Good pickup on the play, but let's get what the penalties are.
Blocking the back.
Yeah, blocking the back against the Wildcat, so it's going to back him up after a big run here. Marking it off from the 49-yard line.
Take it back to the 39. And that should be second and about five, well, first and 5 from there. 11-12 to go here in the half. Vikings leading 28-0. Ball on the near hash mark. Again, Rick Bryant brings two receivers near side. Empty backfield. This trips to the far side. Quarterback keeper all the way around the left side. He's got blocking. He's across up to the 45, out to the 46-yard line. Give him a first down. And he run it to the short side of the field and had good blocking on from his lineman down here.
Yeah, QB sweep running to the near side for us, and he had some blocking out front. No question there. It was a quarterback the whole way. Lane for us at linebacker came up and made the stop from the backside. Devon Lane, linebacker, weak side linebacker.
Vikings showing a 4-man front as they send trips. Now we're showing blitz. There comes Toppett up the middle. They double team me. Little screen underneath, and we hit it. Catch it, but not before the receiver makes the catch into Viking territory down at the 47-yard line.
Once again, we were bringing pressure right up the A-gap and weren't able to get to him before they threw that screen. Well-called play there by the Camden Wildcats. Going to bring up second and short. They did get it across midfield, so they're into Viking territory once again.
It'll be second and 4 from our 47-yard line. Bryant looks at the 4-man front. Two receivers near side, 3 to far side. Play action, throws, look, they got a man wide open. The catch made by 23, and we've gotten beat on the long pass again. This time it'll be a Camden touchdown.
Yeah, what you're trying to do there is you're trying to get your receiver matched up against the linebacker, and that's exactly what they had. Tyson Shaw was the linebacker. They just ran a skinny post there and a go route, really. And number 23, the big receiver for them, was able to come down for a 47-yard touchdown pass.
Camden on to attempt the extra point. And they will swing the gate. Gerbart. Waiting for the snap. There it is. It's down. It's up. Officials say it's good. We'll be back after this 30-second break.
And welcome back inside the CBC Bank press box as Camden County now finds the scoreboard. 28-7, the Vikings still lead with 10-12 left in the half. We'll send it now over to Wes James and Taylor Biddle for the kickoff.
And Grobart set to kick off from that far hash mark. We send Drossier. And it looks like Devon Kyle to the far side. Nope, that's Travis Tisdale to the far side of the field. Last time, Gerhardt kicked it about the 20. Let's see what he does. Let's see what it is this time. He's got the ability to kick it to the Canada if he wanted to. High, high kick. Tisdale takes it at the 7. Goes right at the middle of the field at the 10. 15, cuts by 1 man, then is at the 20, the 25, still on his feet. They hit him from behind, bring him down at the 35-yard line. Let's go to Chuck Lawrence with the Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
All right, Wes, that drive was five plays, went 80 yards. Brooks Prine passed threw a 47-yard pass to Logan Berryhill for cat touchdowns. Tyler Gebhardt kicked a PAT to make it 28-7 with 10:05 left in the second quarter.
Thank you, Chuck Lawrence, for that Page Heating and Air Drive recap. Here come our Vikings. Going from right to left on your radio dial, Michael Barrett at quarterback. Katie Brown, receiver to the near side. They stack him. Camden in a three-man front, two linebackers. Brown in motion, play action. He looks, those downfield. And he just, I thought he was going to one receiver, and he come back underneath to Von Kyle, underneath all the way down to the Camden 36-yard line.
Getty Brown running the fake jet sweep there, ran right out of his shoe, and that might have caught the eye of the safety because Tavon Kyle running a post across the middle, big pickup, 29 yards on the pickup for the Vikings, and we're that quick into cat territory.
J.D. Lee in at running back. Devon Kyle to the near side. Two receivers far side. Again, Camden showing man coverage. 4-5 man front. He gives it to J.D. Lee right up the middle. He gets hit from behind, and he will get a yard. And I tell you what, Camden came off that corner, saw where it went, and just tackled the big man from behind to pull him down after a yard gain.
J.D. Lee running off that inside handoff there, and Camden came up, closed that hole pretty quick there with two defenders, and they are going to give us 1 yard. He fell a little bit forward after the initial hit, and we have second down and 9 for the Vikings.
Dexter Smith in a wide receiver. He'll come to our side of the field. 9 minutes to go here in the first half. Vikings leading 28-7. Trips to the far side. Michael Barrett keeps it. Quarterback draw around the right side. Look at him go. Juke one man, two, still on his feet. They will not pull him down as Michael Barrett will trot into the end zone.
That's the beauty of the zone read. He reads the defensive end, and if he likes what he's doing, he's going to keep it, and that's exactly what he did. He faked the handoff, running off that right side. Block was sealed on the edge by the slot receiver. Michael Barrett, big, big pickup on the play. 36 yards on the rushing touchdown for Michael Barrett. And the extra 10-point team comes out, and they're going to kick it.
Will Talbert to snap the ball. Joe Almond to hold. Ashton Musgrove will attempt the extra point. Looking to make it 35-7. There's a snap. He does. It's good. We'll be back after this 30-second break.
And welcome back inside the CBC Bank Press Box live from Camden County. The Vikings, another touchdown, and they go up 35-7 over the Camden County Wildcats. As we go now to Wes James and Taylor Biddle for the Tyson Shaw kickoff.
Tyson sets the ball up in the middle of the field. And again, it's Keaton and Compton back deep for the Cats. Keaton to the near side, Compton to the far side. Referee blows his whistle. Tyson checks to the left, to the right. Now he approaches the football. And this one goes into the end zone. Let's go over to Chuck Lawrence for the Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
All right, Wes, that drive was three plays with 65 yards. Michael Barrett rushed 35 yards for a Viking touchdown. Ashton Musgrove kicked the PAT to make it 35-7 Vikings with 8:52 left in the second quarter.
Thank you, Chuck Lawrence, for the Page Heating and Air Drive recap. Got an update over in Moultrie.
Yes, sir. It's coming quick, aren't they, buddy?
Pack is leading 21-10, 7:10 to go in the second quarter. Both teams over there looks like they're going to be able to score and score quick.
Camden, they give it to the up back. Nope, they drive reverse to the far side. There's a flag down on the field over here. And they've got the first down after the 35-yard line. Give them a 15-yard gain. But there's a flag down back around the 18.
Yeah, well called reverse there. Faked the handoff inside. The receiver on the near side ran back across. And it looks like we're going to have a little illegal shift because he got started a little too early. It's going to negate a pretty good pickup on the play by the Wildcats.
And it's coming quick over there. Talkward now 28-10 with 6 minutes to go in the half.
Jeez. So they're going to back Camden up from the 20-yard line. And they're going to replay first down.
They'll set it down at the 15. 8:43 to go here in the half. Vikings leading 35-7. Our Vikings in a three-man front. Brian, the quarterback for Camden, puts twins left, twins right. Drops straight back. Looks, pump fake, steps up in the pocket. Got plenty of protection. Now we start to chase him, and it's coming down, and he goes down.
Yeah, Gary Osby right there on the rush. Ran in so hard, missed him the first time. Didn't quit on the play. That's what I love seeing out of Osby. Came back, made the sack. Going to be a big loss on the play. Going to back him up another 5 yards. Thank you, Gary Osby.
It'll be second and 20 back at the 10 as we head toward the 8-minute mark here in the first half. Vikings leading 35-7. Cats going from left to right on your radio dial. Again, we're in a three-man front. Sends trips to the far side. Twins to the near side. Little bubble screen out to number 23. And he's got absolutely nowhere to go. Maybe a yard, Taylor.
Yeah, the problem there was they threw it correctly out to him on the screen. Little tunnel screen there. His lineman coming out trying to pick up a block. He ran right into his lineman, and that really knocked him down. They're going to give him 1 yard on the play. Going to be a big third down and long for the Camden County Wildcats.
Should be third and 19 back at the 11-yard line. Remember one time there was a whistle, and what do we got?
I've got a feeling it's going to be a band warning.
It is. And remember one time before they had a third and long, and
they quick kicked us.
They
yeah.
did, but the difference was they were out near midfield. Now they're pinned way back in their territory.
Let's see. White Hat goes over to talk to Coach Mack, and he looks over at the band and says, that's your warning. Last week, that couldn't have come at better timing. Fans come alive over there on the visitor side.
Well, they came in with rocks and milk jugs and cowbells and everything else tonight. Here we go, folks. Third and 19. The ball back at the Camden 11-yard line. They're on the near hash mark right over here in front of Taylor, Bill, and I. Brian, the quarterback, has twins to the near side, twins to the far side, keeps the running back with him. We show blitz. Now we back out of it. He drops straight back, looking, tries to throw. Catch made at the 25, up to the 30, to 35, and goes down out at about the 37-yard line, and a first down for Camden.
Yeah, running a post right there. One guy ran a go, the other guy ran a post here to the near side. The post opened up across the middle, and he threw it right to him. Big pickup on the play. Going to be a pickup of 26 yards, first and 10 for the Wildcats.
Two receivers far side, two near side. First and 10, Camden at their own 37. They throw again across the middle, and pass intended for 23, incomplete.
Yeah, a little curl route right there, kind of sitting in that little zone, little set-down route, and thrown a little high with a little too much heat there, not able to come down with the play. And we have second down and 10 for the Wildcats.
Barry Hill couldn't quite hold on to it. Ball almost in the middle of the field as Camden's going from left to right on your radio dial. Three down linemen for our Vikings. We show blitz off the far side. Now we back out of it. Brian looks to the near side, gets a new play. Again, we show blitz. We swing it out. He throws underneath. This time to Barry Hill. He gets hit at the 40. They'll give him maybe 2 yards on 3 yards on the carry. It'll be third, and they're going to give him all the way up to the 41. So it'll be third and about seven from there.
Yeah, another wide receiver screen out here in the flats. We weren't bringing as much pressure that time, so Will Tolbert was able to clean it up pretty nicely there. Not after they pick up about four on the play, going to bring up third down and six.
6:50 to go here in the half. Vikings leading 35-7. Trips to the near side. Single receiver far side, our side of the field for Camden. Again, he drops back, looks, there comes the rush. We start to run him, got a hand on him, and he'll go down. Gary Osby again pulls him down back at the 33-yard line.
Yeah, once again, the coverage really helped there. Osby able to get pressure, get in the quarterback as he rolled out, able to bring him down before he could get loose. Going to bring up a big fourth down. That's a big sack right there by Gary Osby, two on that possession.
Guys, one of the impact players we had on offense there, Bill's impact player, Tavon Kyle, goes in on defense that time and covered 23 and just shut down this side of the field. So big play there by Tavon, even though he doesn't show up in the stats.
Marty, think of that equipment, parts, supply, sideline update. Gerbart to punt. We've got Devon Kyle and Drossier back deep. And he kicks it high. Drossier signals for the fair catch. And he makes it about the 42, maybe they're going up the 43-yard line. So our Vikings will take over first and 10 with 5:51 to go here in the half, leading 35-7.
Snap was a little bit low. We did not have pressure on the rush there, able to get it away. Good job by Drosay coming up. He had to come up 4 or 5 yards, make a diving catch there. He did call the fair catch. Good job by that young man coming up, making the catch. Sophomore Drosay is really coming along this year for the Vikings.
Here comes those young sons of thunder, as we used to call them years ago, Bill. We might have to find T-shirts somewhere or another. I think I might have a few stuck away in a box someplace for those guys, because they have revitalized that name this year. Trips to the far side, single receiver near side. Barrett, empty backfield. Camden, almost a four-man front. Sends Marcus Gary to the far side. We've got four receivers to the far side. Pump fakes, looks, stops. They got a hand on him. Gets by one man. They'll hit him at the line of scrimmage, and that's where he'll go down, back at the line of scrimmage. And it looked like it was trying to bubble screen to the far side and then trying to find Tavon Kyle on man coverage downfield.
Yeah, and trying to fake the screen out there to Marcus Gary. Tavon Kyle was streaking, but the problem is the pocket closed a little too quick for him. Barrett trying to scramble out and hit Tavon Kyle deep, not able to. Going to bring up second down and 11.
We head toward the five-minute mark here in the half, leading 35-7. The ball at our own 43-yard line on the near hash mark. Vikings going from right to left on your radio dial. Now, again, trips to the far side. Single receiver near side. Five-man front for the Wildcats. We give it to Tisdale. Tisdale runs right into the teeth of those Wildcats, and he'll get maybe a yard as we get up to about the 44-yard line, where it'll be third and about 9 from there.
This is probably our longest third down play tonight. Running off that right side, Tisdale. Going to check in J.D. Lee here. Probably a passing down here for the Vikings.
You would think. Let's see. There's trip to the far side. Single receiver near side. J.D. Lee in. Let's see what kind of defense the Cats come in. Three down linemen. A linebacker up on the line of scrimmage. Barrett asks for the ball. Here we go. He pulls it in. Pulls it back out. He's going to tuck it. Throws it out in the flats and throws it at the feet of number 18, and there's flags everywhere.
Yeah, it's going to be a holding, and I guarantee the pass went incomplete. They're probably going to decline this and make it fourth down if it is, in fact, a hold, but looks to be in the area of hold. Maybe a hand to the face. We'll see what the call is here. Pass was incomplete.
Looks like one official was making the motion of hands to the face, so you may have two penalties here.
They're looking to the Wildcat sideline for a hold call against the Vikings, and they do decline. It brings up fourth down. So with 4 minutes and 24 seconds left to go in the first half, Vikings are going to be in their first punting situation, I believe. First punt? Yes,
yep.
First punt.
And they're sending back again Keaton and Compton back deep. They're deep guys as Tyson Shaw stands about the 30-yard line. Officials making sure they've got everything correct. There we go. Clock will start on the snap. Tyson Shaw puts that right foot into it. Nice, nice kick. Drives him all the way back to the 14. He's up to the 15, the 20, and this will get at the 21-yard line. And now comes the flag in, and they're going to get us for unsportsmanlike.
Yeah, what happened there is we stopped his forward progress. He was still on his feet. We heard whistles blow, and one last guy came in, maybe kind of got a shoulder in there, making sure he was down. But the Camden running back was still running the ball, so he played to the whistle, but the guy was still running it. So let's see what the call is here.
Taylor, that's a great point, because even after the hit that they threw the flag on, he still took off and tried to run downfield. So, you know, it's a difficult thing, because I heard the whistle on our sidelines. I didn't hear the whistle coming from the other side. So I think it was the whistle over here blowing him dead. The kid was never down on the ground. They just was blowing the whistle for lack of forward progress. So that's a tough call to make right there.
Yeah, that's exactly what they call unsportsmanlike conduct against the Vikings. So they're going to tack on 15 to the end of the run.
And the umpire will mark it all the way out to the 37-yard line where the Camden Wildcats will take over with 4:09 to go here in the half. High Vikings leading 35-7. The ball on the near hash mark. Cats going from left to right on your radio dial. Two receivers far side, single receiver near side. Bryant in the shotgun for the Cats. We show blitz in the NB gap. Now we back out of it. And play action throws out to number 23, and he gets hit immediately. Oh, we wrapped up, and he got away from us. But still, it'll get back to maybe the original line of scrimmage, and that was it.
Little hitch route out here in the flats. Belcher read it, came up, made the initial contact, not able to wrap him up. Vikings came up, tried to help. They weren't able to wrap him up, and instead of a big loss in the play, they're going to get back to close to the line of scrimmage. Maybe a long 10, they'll say. Second and long 10.
Two receivers far side again, two near side. We're in a three-man front. Bryan for the Wildcats calls for the ball. Again, play action. Throws out a little hitch catch and a hitch route on the sidelines. We hit him, and he goes down immediately, but not before he picked up, looks like about 6 yards all the way out to the 44-yard line.
Yeah, one of our Deloach Body Works impact players there on the reception, Tymir Moore, came up making a big hit, and it looks like number one for the Wildcats, Gadsden's going to be coming off with a little bit of a limp. Still big third down here for the Viking defense.
Third and four, the ball at the Wildcat 44-yard line. They've got to get out to the 48 on the far side of the field. He gets it to the running back around the left side. He strings it out. He's across the 50 into Viking territory, the 45, the 40, and we won't run him down until he gets to the 39-yard line.
Yeah, we were trying to seal the edge, make him cut back inside. The problem is we didn't have any inside help coming out there in the flats to make the tackle. 17 yards on the run for the Camden running back on the jet sweep. Wildcats in business here with 2:51 to go in the first half.
That's Jalen Davis, our leading rusher. Brooks Bryan, the quarterback, sends a man in motion to the far side. We'll have trip receivers on the Viking side of the field. Again, drops straight back. We come on a blitz. He throws across the middle, tipped up in the air, and just knocked away, incomplete pass. Stops the clock with 2:34 to go here in the half. Vikings leading 35-7. It'll be second and 10 at our 39-yard line.
Yeah, Kadeem Bergman slow to get up. He was dropping in that linebacker position, and he is going to be down. Two guys look like they kind of collided there, maybe kind of came down on top of one of them. Kadeem tried to get up, not able to make it. The ball was overthrown, and those guys went up trying to make a play. He came down on one of them. Maybe in the
guys, it looked like he went up for the ball, like you said, and he got a helmet from the defender kind of in the midsection. He's coming off gingerly, but I think hopefully he'll be okay.
And thank you, Marty, for that equipment parts supply sideline update. Just as soon as we get to the half, Marty will have the coach's interview with Coach Mack. Last we heard from Colquitt, it was 28-10 Colquitt.
Still that with 3:15 to go in the first half.
We will have second and 10. Camden has the ball at our 39-yard line. It's here on the Camden side of the field. One of the rare times that, because nowadays they've got press boxes on both sides of the field, one of the rare times we're actually broadcasting from our opponent's home side of the field. Left to right on the radio dial. I got trips to the near side, twins to the far side, empty backfield. New quarterback, Wildcat. There goes number one to the left. He's trying to string it out. He's across the 35, still on his feet. We'll get down around the 37-yard line. It'll be third, and it looks to be about maybe five from there, or four.
Gadsden running the Wildcat for the Wildcats. He's a speedy guy, and able to get good yardage. Third and four is what they're calling it, Wes.
Yep. And he comes this way. He's looking to pass. He's their backup quarterback. We get some pressure on him. He starts to run. Nothing there. He's got the first down as he crosses the 39 to the 25. Inside down to the 24-yard line.
Rolling to the right side, trying to hit his receiver on the home side. Saw there was nothing there. Peeled back to his left. Tavon Kyle in coverage back there. Really trying to decide if the receiver was behind him or he should come up and make the tackle. And we tackled him from behind, but not after Wildcats pick up a first down.
First and 10 from the 25. We are inside 2 minutes to go here in the half. Vikings leading 35-7. Camden threatening, however. Brooks Bryan back in, gives it to the up back. He gets hit as he crosses the 25 down to about the 23-yard line. It'll be second and eight from there, and we've got a timeout. Camden. And with that, we'll take a 30-second break. Back after this.
All right, well, guess we'll keep it right here. Camden has taken a timeout with 1:37 to go. And they face a second down and eight.
Second and eight, and the ball on the far side of the field. Bob Fires, he loves that when I say the option offense, he likes to spread it out a little bit where it gives his quarterback a chance to run the ball, especially when he has good athletic quarterbacks, which he's got two of them. Now, of course, now, in my opinion, you look at number one, that's Gadsden. He doesn't have the passing of – are you sure it's Williamson?
No, it's Gadsden. Gadsden is
– no. Quarterback, right?
Quarterback,
there.
Number one, Gadsden, one of our impact players in pregame. He's the guy that was injured.
Where's Williams? Can't two ones on the field.
That's true.
We got two number ones. We're trying to figure out which one it is.
Well, Brooks Bryan in a shotgun, drops back. He's looking toward the end zone, throws across the middle, and is knocked away. And I think that's Tavon Kyle back there on pass defense.
Yeah, Tavon Kyle right there jumped the route as the post came into the end zone. Good job getting his hand on that play for the pass breakup there. 1:32 left to go in the first half. Vikings leading 35-7.
Still third down and eight. This is probably two down territory.
They do have a kicker that can make from this distance. He's got a leg.
Ball on the far hash mark. At the 23. They got trips to the far side. Single receiver near side. He pump fakes, looks, lobs it toward this corner of the end zone. Up in the air and knocked away. Incomplete pass.
Yeah, Belcher in there on coverage. He kind of was out of position. Luckily, the Camden receiver was not able to come down with it because Belcher was kind of behind him there. Big break there for the Vikings. Wildcats are going to check in the field goal unit.
It'll be Gerhardt. They'll set it down at the 30, so it'll be a 40-yard attempt from the far hash mark, kicking from left to right on your radio dial. Not a bad angle kicking from that far away. And they had a man in motion, and
they're running a fake. We were offside. Thank goodness we were offside there because they were running a fake.
And now they're going to go for it.
Yeah, they're going to go for it. They had a fake and we were nowhere near ready for it. They would have walked into the end zone there. We were offside, so after 5 yards, they're going to bring up fourth and short, and it appears that Camden will be going for it.
Fourth and three as they mark it down to the 18-yard line. Minute 24 to go here in the half. And Brooke Bryan will bring the Cats back out on the field. They set it down on the far hash mark. He's got Jalen Davis at running back. They'll have him as the up back. Vikings in a four-man front now, almost a five-man front. Watch that hard count from Camden. And there he goes, pitches it. They try again, look at those towards the end zone. And
oh, yeah! Oh, yeah!
They tried a backward pass. Lattled it backwards through it in the end zone.
Little trickery right there.
And we intercepted it. And
Belcher. Sorry, Wes. Terrell Belcher stepped up. Good job playing home right there by Terrell Belcher. What they did is they ran a guy over there to take the snap. He threw it back. A lot of misdirection, a lot of funny business going on in the backfield, but results of the play is they were trying to get us out of position, throwing one to the end zone, and Terrell Belcher said, not in my house.
Yes,
not in your
sir.
House, in my house.
You got that right. Vikings take over first and 10 from our own 20-yard line with a minute 18 to go, leading 35-7.
We do have two timeouts, so you could put some more points on the board here with a couple big plays.
Camden in a four-man front. Single receiver far side. We put Tavon Kyle in the slot on the far side. We give it to J.D. Lee over the right side. He tries to get outside. Cuts back up against Green. He's across the 25 to 30 to 35. all the way out to the 39-yard line, 38-yard line goes J.D. Lee.
Good blocking off that right side there by the Viking offensive line. Escavel and Oxford over there really sealing the edge. J.D. Lee stops the clock with the first down. Vikings running, trying to get to the line. Clock will start as soon as the ball is in play, and that's exactly what happens.
J.D. Brown to Von Kyle, receivers to the far side. 18 yards on that pickup. He sends Travis Tisdale to the far side. He throws out to Tisdale. Tisdale makes the catch, gets a block out on the corner. He's across the 45, the 50, into Wildcat territory down around the 42. And that'll stop the clock with 49.7 to go as they get the chain set. And Vikings quickly to the line of scrimmage, and they'll see they're going to set it down at the Camden 43-yard line on the far hash mark. Vikings going from right to left on your radio dial.
Yeah, just passed it right out there to Tisdale in space. Get your playmakers in space so they can get upfield 19 yards on the catch. Clock is running. Got to be moving here, fellas.
Barrett. There, and that's referee stops the clock. And why is he stopping? Official timeout.
Yeah, sending one of the Camden guys off the field here. We've got a little bit of break there. Sending the Camden guy off the field for some kind of equipment, maybe bleeding. Yeah, it appears that he was bleeding, so they're going to bring him off, wrap it up a little bit.
They wind the clock, and Michael Barrett calls for the ball, which he has. Straight back. There they come. Steps up in the pocket. Looks. Tucks it. Starts to run. He's across the 30, the 25, the 10, the 15 against one man. They hit him, and they'll bring him down around the 12-yard line.
Yeah, Michael Barrett, huge run right there. Saw that he wasn't going to be able to get it downfield. And Vikings pick up a big first down. Ball set down at the 12-yard line. 23 seconds to go. And the Vikings.
Official. Hold on. Get official timeout. They get their chain set.
Yeah, they're pushing the band back. The band's out of the field of play in the end zone area towards where we're going, getting ready for halftime, and the white hat wants them back a little bit. Yeah, they're beyond the white area around the field. So
I've been watching our sideline since Marty pointed out that equipment part supply sideline update about being in the 3-yard line, and I tell you what, that blue area, we have really respected it. Barrett now with twins to the near side, twins to the far side. He sends Tinsdale to the far side. Takes, pumps it, keeps it right up the middle. They grab him by the ankles. He fights his way inside the 10, down to about the 9, maybe the 8-yard line. And we call timeout. We'll
take a 60-second break. We'll be right back after this 60-second timeout.
Welcome back inside the CBC Bank press box. Now to Wes James.
And we send trips to the far side. There goes Barrett rolling right, looking. We got one play. Throws back against the grain. Under throws. I think it was Marcus Gary. And with that, we'll have to attempt a field goal with 2 seconds left here. 2.8 seconds to go here in the first half.
Yeah, Barrett rolling out to the right side on the bootleg, trying to set his feet and throw back to Marcus Gary, who was dragging the opposite way. And just a little underthrown ball there. Marcus Gary not able to come up with it. And we're going to be forced to kick.
Ball will be in the middle of the field. Joe Allman to set it down on the 15. It will be a 25-yard field goal attempt. Will Talbert, the long snapper. There it is, and it's up. Plenty of distance. Officials say it's good, and our Vikings take a 38-7 lead. Let's go downstairs to Marty Rogers and Coach McPherson.
Coach Mack, great first half, 38-7. You take lead, take to the locker room for halftime.
Yeah, the boys playing good, man. You know, we gave up one play, playing hard. I like what I see.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, Marty, for that coach's interview brought to you by Deloach Body Works. We head now to the Valdosta Insurance Services and Benefit Advisors of Georgia halftime show. We'll be right back after this 10-minute break and get you recapped on the first half, get you ready for the second. We'll be right back after this 10-minute break. And welcome back inside the CBC Bank press box. It is halftime here at Camden County as our Lounge High Vikings lead 38-7 over the Camden County Wildcats. We're listening to the Lounge High Georgia Bridgemen as they have finally wrapped up their show. What a great show this has been this year. And I love when we get to go to an away game and we get to see them perform to this crowd. Joining me for halftime is Chuck Lawrence and Taylor Stubbs, guys. We came out on fire every time we touched the ball offensively. What, first four or five times, we score.
Yeah, and our offense has been clicking. It seems like the Michael hadn't had a lot of time to throw the ball, but he's done very, very well with the time he's had, and he's hit the receivers. I think he may have had two incomplete passes. Yeah, he had two. Very good job on offense. Like you said, every time we've touched the ball, they went down the field and scored.
Yeah, go ahead, Taylor.
I was going to say, just kind of bouncing off what y'all said, Lounge started out on fire. Then Camden came in. They made some adjustments on defense. They started manning up. They started jamming our receivers, getting right there on the line where they're forcing us to beat them. They're also putting as many guys in the box, stopping the run game as much as they can, which is kind of hurt our offensive line a little because they got to determine who they want to block, who they want to do this. And they're getting to Michael Barrett a lot, but we'll see what kind of adjustments we can make for the second half and see what we can do.
Yeah, I was going to say offensively, too. They're down at the end before we kick the field goal right at before half. One of those situations, yeah, they did. They crowded the box. They came in. They sniffed out the screen. And as Michael Barrett's under pressure, one of the things Michael doesn't do well is pass under pressure under that screen. So he's leaning back. He's throwing off the back foot, and he's trying to throw out there to his underneath receiver. It goes incomplete. So that's only one of his two incompletions.
Yeah,
outside
it's like
of
he
that.
Was he just overthrew it instead of stopping his arm up a little high. He just came through with his arm and it went into the dirt. And to me, almost it was looking at it. It almost looked like he threw it intentionally in the dirt because he was worried about the ball was going to be intercepted, going to be a loss on the play or something. He just killed the ball and moved on to the next play.
And you know, we got to give credit to our defense. You know. If they don't make that stop, if Chase Belcher doesn't make that interception right here on fourth down right there in the end zone, they score a touchdown. You know, the game's 38-21 right now, and they get the ball coming right second half. So that could have been a big turnaround if he doesn't get that interception right
Yeah,
there.
You move into the defense, and one of the things, the defense has been playing really well. Now, they've given up a couple of long passes. Camden County has got, 218 yards on the evening first half. However, Lowndes, 462 yards of offense. So, you know, very lopsided, but you've still given up 218 yards. There's been a couple of long passes that we've been not able to cover. And so as a result, they're getting down the field, getting an opportunity. They missed a field goal. They could have another three. So, you know, it's one of these things. Our defense has played well, that bend but don't break, as we talked about last week. But I just sensed here late in the second quarter almost a lackadaisical attitude about the defense. And I'm sure Coach Slack will not put up with that. So in the halftime, that's one of the things I think that Coach Slack's really going to talk to his defense about is you've got to build back up that intensity. Just because you had a 35-7 lead doesn't mean it's insurmountable.
Yeah, I was going to say lethargic. And one thing we've noticed up here, it's like our guys are going for that kill shot.
Right.
That big hit. They all want to see that big hit instead of wrapping up, get the tackle, stop him where he's at, and let's go to the next play. Everybody's going. We've had a couple of big hits in the last few games, and it's almost kind of like we're going for that big hit.
Well, you know, and we can sit here and we can nitpick, but you know what? We're leading
38-7. Yeah, I don't know really.
This is a game that, I mean, we've got in hand. The defense has done very well. As I said, only giving up 218 yards while our offense has scored got 462 yards. As we said, Michael Barrett's 9 of 11. For 246 yards. We got rushes for 216 yards. I mean, this is a textbook game, yet we've been watching them now for 8.5 weeks, and there's a little lethargic, as you said, about the defense, and I hope Coach Slack can get that straightened up.
And you know, you got to be happy with this because we're coming off a huge emotional win right there in Tipton, and then to be able to come out, stay on fire, and see what we can do in the second half to see what we can do to lead us to the end of the game.
Go ahead, Chuck.
The number that sticks out to me best with our defense is they had 13 rushes for 27 yards, and that just came over the last few plays because me and Taylor were looking at it earlier, and they had 9 rushes for 6 yards.
For negative 6 yards
negative
before
six
the
yards,
last drive.
Yeah, before the last drive.
Wow. This team is fired up, and I'm excited to see them come out in the second half. As you said, Camden won the toss. They elected to defer, so they will get the ball to start the second half. We're going to take a 3-minute break here in the Benefit Advisors of Georgia and Valdosta Insurance Services halftime show. We'll be right back after this 3-minute break where the Vikings lead 38-7.